بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salam and salam be upon the noble prophet, the believers of his family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection, asking Allah the Most High to make us from those who follow their path, and to give us steadfastness in this life, and to be from the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. We continue the explanation of the book, The Good or the Correct Creed, by a Sheikh Abdus Salam bin Burgess. May Allah's mercy be upon him. Now the subject is the correct creed concerning divinity, and it is in Arabic known as Al-Uluhiyyah. From the creed of Ahlul Sunnah is to single Allah alone in worship. So they don't worship with Allah anyone and or anything else. Rather, they direct all worship which Allah commanded, whether in the form of obligation or permissibility and allowability, to Allah alone, without associating any partner in that. They prostrate to none except to Allah, and they don't circulate around any place as a means of worship except to the sacred Kaaba, and they slaughter and sacrifice to none except to Allah. So they don't prostrate to other than Allah, and they don't circulate around anything as a means of nearness to Allah except around the Kaaba. And they sacrifice only to Allah, and they make vows only to Allah, and they swear by none except by Allah, and they depend upon none except Allah, and they invoke none except Allah. And this is the Tawheed of Uluhiyyah, the Tawheed of Divinity, singling Allah alone in worship. The evidences are as follows. قال الله تعالى, Allah says, وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah and ascribe no partners with Him, nothing with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. As in 4:36, as also in Al-Isra 17:23, قال الله تعالى وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. And your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him, and that you be dutiful to your parents. And in Surah At-Tawbah 9:31, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا. And they have been commanded that they worship none except one ilah, one God, Allah. And in Surah Al-Bayyinah 98:5, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And they were commanded not but they should worship Allah and worship none but Him alone. And in Surah Al-Dhariyat 51:56, قال الله تعالى وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I, Allah, created not the jinns and humans except that they should worship me alone. And in opposition to this tawheed is the shirk. We seek refuge in Allah from this. And this is the greatest sin. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nisa chapter 4 verse 48 إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا. Verily Allah forgives not that partners should be set up with him in worship, but he forgives except that anything else to whom he pleases. And whoever sets up partners with Allah in worship, he has indeed invented a tremendous sin. وقال الله تعالى في سورة الحج in 22:31 حنفاء لله غير مشركين به ومن يشرك بالله فكأنما خر من السماء فتخطفه الطير أو تهوي به الريح في مكان صحيق. حنفاء لله mean worship none but Allah, not associating partners in worship unto him, and whoever assigns partners to Allah, it is as if he had fallen from the sky, and the birds had snatched him, or the wind had thrown him to a far off place. And in 31:13, قال الله تعالى وإذ قال لقمان لابنه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. And remember when Luqman said to his son when he was advising him, O my son, join not in worship others with Allah. Verily, joining others in worship with Allah is a great wrong indeed. And Allah made it clear that shirk nullifies the deeds and takes the person out of the fold of Islam. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-An'am 6:88 وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. This is the guidance of Allah with which He guides whomever He wills of His slaves. But if they had joined in worship others with Allah, all that they used to do would have been of no benefit to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asserted this in many places in the Quran, as in Surah Az-Zumar 39:65. وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And indeed it has been revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it was to those messengers before you. If you join others in worship with Allah, then surely all your deeds will be in vain, and you will certainly be among the losers. And remember this if here, as we explained earlier in many places. This if you join others in worship with Allah, it is the impossible if. For the Prophet ﷺ, it is impossible for him, nor for the messengers, to commit shirk. And in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَقِيَ اللَّهَ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ لَقِيَهُ يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا دَخَلَ النَّارِ. Whoever meets Allah ascribing no partners with him in worship will enter paradise. And whoever meets Allah ascribing anything in worship with him or besides him, he will enter, will be admitted to the fire of hell. And in Sahih al-Bukhari, from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَدْعُو مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ نِدًّا دَخَلَ النَّارِ. Anyone who dies while invoking others besides Allah will enter hell. So anyone who directs any type of worship to other than Allah, then he is a mushrik. الكافر. And this, as you know, is the general ruling. The applicability on it, on a person, comes after establishing evidence and removing any hindrances. So the judgment on the particular person, that he is a mushrik in person, kafir in person, comes after establishing the proof and the evidence. Dua, invocation, is worship which Allah commanded. So whoever invokes Allah alone, then he is a muwahhid, meaning singling Allah alone in worship. وَمَنْ دَعَ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ. And anyone who invokes other than Allah commits shirk. قال الله تعالى, the evidences. In Yunus 10:106, وَلَا تَدْعُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكَ وَلَا يَضُرُّكَ فَإِنْ فَعَلْتَ فَإِنَّكَ إِذًا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And invoke not besides Allah any that will neither profit you nor hurt you, but if in case you did so, you shall certainly be one of the ظالمين. وقال الله تعالى وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And whoever invokes or worships besides Allah any other than Him, any other ilah, God, of whom he has no proof, then his reckoning is only with his Lord. Surely the kafirs will not be successful. وقال الله تعالى في سورة الجن 72:20 وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا وأنه لما قام عبد الله يدعوه كادوا يكونون عليه لبدا قل إنما أدعو ربي ولا أشرك به أحدا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I invoke only my Lord Allah, and I associate none as partners along with Him. Next verse. Say, it is not in my power to cause you harm. That is 18. طيب, this is sufficient. وقال تعالى, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, in Surah Ar-Ra'd 13:14, له دعوة الحق والذين يدعون من دونه لا يستجيبون لهم بشيء إلا كباسط كفيه إلى الماء ليبلغ فاه وما هو ببالغه وما دعاء الكافرين إلا في ضلال. For him alone is the world of truth, and those whom they invoke or answer them no more than one who stretches forth his hand at the edge of a deep well for water to reach his mouth, but it reaches him not, and the invocation of the disbelievers is nothing but an error. And in Surah An-Naml 17:21, قال الله تعالى وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ أموات غير أحياء وما يشعرون أيان يبعثون. Well, let's have from 17:20. والذين يدعون من دون الله لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون. So this would be rather, I'm sorry, this would be 27:20, سورة النمل. And this is a wrong quotation then. We'll come back to it inshallah. وقال تعالى فلا تدع مع الله إلها آخر فتكون من المعذبين. 26:213. Okay, those whom they invoke besides Allah have not created anything, but are themselves created, They are dead, lifeless, and they know not when they will be raised. And in Surah Al-Shu'ara, so invoke not with Allah another God, lest you be among those who receive punishment. And in Surah Fatir, 35:13-14, قال الله تعالى يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك والذين تدعون من دونه ما يملكون من قطمير إن تدعوهم لا يسمعوا دعاءكم ولو سمعوا ما استجابوا لكم ويوم القيامة يكفرون بشرككم ولا ينبئك مثل خبير. He merges the night into the day, and he merges the day into the light, into the night. And he has subjected the sun and the moon. Each runs its course for a term appointed. Such is Allah your Lord. His is the kingdom. And those whom you invoke or call upon instead of him own not even a qitmir, which is the thin membrane over the date stone. If you invoke or call upon them, they hear not your call. And if in case they were to hear, they could not grant it, your request to you. And on the day of resurrection, they will disown your worshipping them. And on the day of this resurrection, they will disown your worshipping them. And none can inform you of Muhammad like him, Allah, who is the all-knower of each and everything. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Surah Az-Zumar 39:38, قال الله تعالى ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن الله قل أفرأيتم ما تدعون من دون الله إن أرادني الله بضر هل هن كاشفات ضره أو أرادني برحمة هل هن ممسكات رحمته قل حسبي الله عليه يتوكل المتوكل. And verily, if you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth? Surely they will say, Allah, He created them. Say, tell me then, the things that you invoke besides Allah. If Allah intended some harm for me, could they remove His harm? Or if He, Allah, intended some mercy for me, could they withhold His mercy? Say, sufficient for me is Allah. In Him, those who trust, the believers must put their trust. And in Surah Al-Ahqaf 46:4-6, قال الله تعالى قل أرأيتم ما تدعون من دون الله أروني ماذا خلقوا من الأرض أم لهم شرك في السماوات توني بكتاب من قبل هذا أو أثارة من علم إن كنتم صادقين ومن أضل ممن يدعو من دون الله من لا يستجيب له إلى يوم القيامة وهم عن دعائهم غافلون وإذا حشر الناس كانوا لهم أعداء وكانوا بعبادتهم كافرين. Say, O Muhammad, to these pagans, think, all that you invoke besides Allah, show me, what have they created of the earth? Or have they a share in the creation of the heavens? Bring me a book revealed before this, or some trace of knowledge in support of your claims, if you are truthful. And who is more astray than one who calls, invokes besides Allah, such as will not answer him till the day of resurrection, and who are even unaware of their calls to them? And when mankind are gathered on the day of resurrection, they, the false deities, will become enemies for them and will deny their worshipping. And it is affirmed in the Sunan from the hadith of An-Nu'man bin Bashir, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الدُعَاء هو العبادة. Dua, worship, dua, invocation is worship. Dua, invocation is worship. This tawheed, the tawheed of uluhiyya, of divinity, this is where the battleground, this is the battleground between the messenger and the messengers and their nations. This is the focus of conflict. And this is the reason for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messengers to make it clear and to call people to it. and for it he sent also the books to attest to the Tawheed of this, the Tawheed of Uluhiyyah, to affirm it and to make it clear. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nahl 16:36, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا listen أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ and verily we have sent among every nation community a messenger proclaiming worship Allah alone and avoid and keep from طاغوت all false deities. And in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:25 قال الله تعالى وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. And we did not send any messenger before you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, but we inspired him saying لا إله إلا أنا, none has the right to be worshipped but I, Allah, so worship me alone and none else. وقال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nahl 16:2 ينزل الملائكة بالروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده أن أنذروا أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاتقون. He sends down the angels with inspiration of his command to whom his slaves he pleases, to whom of his slaves he pleases, saying, warn mankind that لا إله إلا أنا, none has the right to be worshipped but I, so fear me by abstaining from sins and evil deeds. And this is the first thing which the prophets, with which the prophets addressed their nations. Kullu Rasul, each messenger, telling his respective nation, U'budullaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayr. اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. Worship Allah, you have no other God besides Him. And this is in many places. Just to mention a few, in 59, in 7:59, in 7:65, in 7:73, in 7:85, and many other places. This was said by Noah, by Hud, by Saleh, by Shu'aib, by every messenger. May Allah salam and salam be upon all of them. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut in 29:17, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا وتخلقون إفكا إن الذين تعبدون من دون الله لا يملكون لكم رزقا فابتغوا عند الله الرزق واعبدوه واشكروا له إليه ترجعون. You worship besides Allah only idols and you only invent falsehood. Verily those whom you worship besides Allah have no power to give you provision, to seek your provision from Allah. So seek your provision from Allah alone and worship Him and be grateful to Him. To Him alone you will be brought back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about His Prophet Yusuf, Joseph, alayhi salam, during his stay in the jail. Ya sahibay al-sijni, a'arbabun mutafarriquna khayrun, amillahu al-wahidu al-qahhar. ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن الحكم إلا لله أمر ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. You don't worship besides Him but only names which you have named, forged, you and your fathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority. The command or judgment is for none but Allah. He has commanded that you worship none but Him. That is the true straight religion, but most men know not. The next point is that the mushriks have no plea for their shirk. And this will be the matter which we will discuss after a few minutes, inshallah ta'ala. So we stop here and we resume shortly, inshallah.